continuing our journey through Shmon Esrei, and we find ourselves today, actually at the end of Shmon Esrei, in the bracha of Sim Shalom. And in this bracha, so beautifully, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us all of these beautiful blessings. We ask for Shalom, for good, for blessing, Chen v'chesed, rachamim, compassion. But I want to draw your attention to the first part of the bracha, the first phrase, Sim Shalom. Now, we often translate Sim as grant us peace. But the truth is, the real definition is give us peace or place peace. Sim. Sim means to put something somewhere, to place something. So place Shalom in our lives. And it's so strange, because what does it mean that you're asking God to place peace in your life? At the end of the day, Shalom is something that you make a decision. Do you want Shalom? You don't want Shalom. I don't ask God to place peace. But rather, again, I have to make a decision. Do I want Shalom in my life? Do I want peace in my life, peace in my relationships or not? So what is it when we say to God, Sim Shalom, place peace in our lives? And perhaps to underappreciate this, you have to look at an incredible Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Hevi mi tamidav shel Aaron, be of the disciples of Aaron, the high priest. Oiv Shalom, love peace. Rodev Shalom, pursue peace. Oiv es habrios, love people, umekarvan la Torah, bring them close to Torah. And the Maharal of Prague, in his commentary on the Mishnah, says, why does it have to say love, peace, and pursue peace? Isn't that the same thing? And the Maharal says something amazing. He says, everyone loves peace. Or to say it a little differently, normal people love peace. There are some people who like to fight. There are some people who are contrary and difficult personalities, but that's usually because of something else that's going on in their lives. Most people love peace. Oiv Shalom. So to be a lover of peace is not such an accomplishment. Everybody would rather have peace than conflict. So where's the true hallmark of an Aaron-like personality? The true hallmark ultimately is in a case of being a Rodev Shalom. Are you willing to run after peace? Are you willing to run after peace? What does it mean? Sometimes a person wants Shalom. Sometimes a person wants peace in life. But at the end of the day, it's elusive. Maybe it's elusive because the other party not as interested in Shalom as I am. Or maybe it's elusive because the circumstances are complicated. And a lot of times in life, even when we want Shalom, when we want peace, if it doesn't come easily, I often don't try to achieve it. You know, often we think that Shalom should be something that kind of just runs up to me, you know, nestles itself at my foot, snuggling up to my leg. Oh, Shalom is here. Give it a little pat. Give it a little, oh, it's so beautiful, so cute. That's not how Shalom works. Shalom peace is probably the most elusive thing in life. Shalom bayis, peace in your marriage, does not come easily. Peace in with your children, peace with your friends, peace with your people, peace in the world, nothing comes easy. And therefore the Mishnah tells us that, you know what the greatness of Aaron was? He wasn't just a lover of peace, because anyone normal is a lover of peace. He was a Rodev Shalom. He pursued peace. He ran after it. And even when it looked elusive, and even when it was trying to get away from him, he ran after it even more. No matter what was happening in life, Aaron ran after Shalom. So therefore, says the Mishnah, be a disciple of Aaron. Don't just love peace, but run after it. Pursue it. If it starts, and sometimes in life, the more you run after Shalom, the quicker it picks up its pace and starts running even further. And in those moments, don't give up. Don't throw up your hands. Just run faster. Be a Rodev Shalom. But the incredible part in life is we all know, because we've all faced situations of conflict, that sometimes even after you make the decision to pursue peace, and even if you've made the decision to run after peace, no matter with all of your strength, no matter how fast peace runs, Shalom runs away from me, I'm not going to let it outrun me. And I run and I run and I run, but I still can't achieve it. I still can't catch up to it. And sometimes that's because I simply don't have a partner in peace. Maybe my spouse is just not interested in a harmonious home life for whatever the reason. Maybe my child is just so alienated that they just don't want to talk to me. And maybe my friends are so hurt by abrasive behavior that I visited upon them, they just don't want to really engage with me anymore. So I'm being a Rodev Shalom. I'm running after peace. And even when it runs away, I'm trying to catch up with it. And perhaps that's where this Bracha and Shmona Esrei comes in. Because you see, my friends, where our effort ends is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention begins. The way the world works is that the Ribono Shel Olam wants us to expend maximum effort. He wants us to work hard. He wants us to try hard. He wants us to run, to try to achieve the things that He feels are within our reach. But in those moments when we expend all of the effort possible, and yet again, my reach ends, I can no longer achieve what I want to achieve, it's in those moments that the Ribono Shel Olam says, fine, Asisa Masha Alecha, you did what I asked of you, now I'll take over, I'll do the rest. And perhaps that's the meaning of this phrase, Sim Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, place peace in my life. But you see, you can only say those words if you could be honest with yourself and tell yourself that you have done your best to achieve shalom in your life relationships. Are you really working hard on your marriage? Are you really trying to be there for your kids? Are you really a trustworthy friend? If the answer to all of that is yes, then incredible. Then if you're expending your effort, but shalom is still running away from you, if you're expending your effort, but you still don't have a partner in peace, then yes, you could say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sim Shalom. I've done whatever I can. Now I need you to help me. I need you to help me. But this requires a real honesty check. Because a lot of times, we are not living up to our Aaron identity. A lot of times in life, I love peace. Of course I love peace. What normal person doesn't love peace? But I'm not really running after it. I'm not really pursuing it. In fact, sometimes, not only am I not running after it, not only not pursuing it, but in fact, I'm waiting for peace to come to me. I'm waiting for shalom to show up at my doorstep. Why should I have to run after shalom? Let shalom come to me. Let that person come to me. And that's not the way to live. So if you're not running after peace, it's kind of difficult to say Sim Shalom. It's kind of difficult to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to place peace in your life. But if you're the kind of person who's going out of your way to make peace in all of your relationships, if you're the kind of person who Baruch Hashem is conflict averse, if you're the kind of person who's working hard to make shalom in your family, in your community, in the relationships around you, but you're coming up short because maybe the other person doesn't want it. Maybe the other person is just struggling with other stuff. Then you look heavenward and you say, Bon Shalom, two words, Sim Shalom, place peace in my life because I've done everything that I can do. And now I need you to help me. I need you to plant the seeds of shalom in the hearts of the others around me so that they will take to my overtures. They'll be receptive to my overtures. That when I reach out with the olive branch of shalom, they'll be ready to receive it. In this little phrase, we are reminded how much effort we have to expend to make peace within our life, within our relationships. We are reminded how much we have to be pursuers of peace. But we are comforted in knowing that even if we can't catch up with shalom because it just simply outruns us, in those moments we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sim Shalom. Yuri Ribono Shel Olam, who controls everything, help us make peace in the relationships that we have tried but have come up short. Help us make shalom in those areas where we so desperately want them, but for whatever reason we've been unsuccessful. Help us make shalom in the areas where there is so much conflict that we just simply can't clear away. I did whatever I could. And now, Ribono Shel Olam, I ask you, I beseech you, I beg you for your help. Place peace in my life. Place peace in my world. Place shalom in my heart. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.